What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Tamim al-Dari, a Sahabi, he went sailing and then his crew got lost on an island and there was a beast that was full of hair. It was called al-Jassasa, the spy, and he spoke and he told them, there is a man waiting for you. The story is very long. They went into a cave and they saw a man that was tied up with chains. His wrists and his ankles were tied together and he was a massive man. He looked up at us and he asked us a few questions, where we're from, and then he told us some prophecies that will happen. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, the last hour will not come until 10 things, 10 signs are shown. Number one, the smoke, al-dukhan, al-masih al-dajjal, dabbatul ard, the beast. When the sun rises from the west, literally. When Jesus, son of Mary, descends. When Ya'juj and Ma'juj are released, Gog and Magog, they are released and they disperse. When 3 major landslides occur, one in the west, one in the east, and one in the Arabian lands. And when a fire from Yemen will come out to gather the people to their land of resurrection, where judgment day will happen after death. These are the 10 signs that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. Some scholars also talk to him about another hadith, the blowing of the trumpet. But trumpet is not a sign, it's the end of the world. The Dajjal. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke so much about him. He said, every nation before me, every prophet before me informed his nation something about the Dajjal, the false Messiah, the Antichrist in Christian tradition. He said, and I will tell you more than any others. And there is no fitna, no greater calamity than the Dajjal upon my ummah. Why? He will convince you with his words and his actions and make you doubt your beliefs and your religion. To the point that the Prophet, peace be upon him, also said, fitanun qaqita'i al-layl al-muzlim. There will come upon you calamities and confusions like black clouds in the sky in the darkness of the night. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. A person will wake up in the morning a believer. By the evening, he or she is a disbeliever. By the night, they are believers. In the morning, they are disbelievers. بَاعُوا دِينَهُمْ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. They sell their religion for a few material gain. Meaning there are people who will compromise their religion and twist the religion around for their job, for earning money, if they're in certain positions. And there are others who will look at the material world and will start to go back because they want the material world and start to misinterpret deliberately verses of the Quran, words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these teachings that we've known for 1,400 years to suit what they want from this world, their desire, their temptation, and material gain. Do we not live in this time now? And another meaning also is that people, they read wrong material and they start to believe it and get influenced by it until they doubt their own deen. The solution, educate yourself and ask the people of knowledge if you yourself do not know. Don't try to be self-taught, to just go and learn by yourself. Brothers and sisters, the Dajjal therefore is ready and the people are ready for him because he can truly confuse them. We live in a time where I can use philosophy to make you doubt if you're a human. I can use philosophy to doubt if you even exist. Wallahi, I've had a person who said to me, but how do we even know that we exist? I said, why? He says, because we're made out of atoms. And atoms are made out of protons, neutrons, electrons. And those are made out of quantum mechanics that are, you know, little tiny things in there. And then he talked about the string theory. And he says, basically, we don't exist. We're just little things together. I go, my God, you've lost the plot, man. You've lost the plot. You've just gone on a different tangent. So we live in a time where a person doubts if they're even existing. The Dajjal will come and do that. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's why he says, there is a greater fitna, no greater fitna than the Dajjal. It doesn't mean he's going to massacre you and kill you and chop you up into pieces. No, it means he will go into your heart and make you doubt everything. He said, until he convinces people that he's not only Jesus Christ, he'll say, I am the Messiah. Then he will say, I am your God. And people will believe him as a Rabb, as their God. And Allah will give him certain powers to do, certain things that he can do that are supernatural. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said he will be on earth for 40 days. Not very long. And he describes him in detail. Rasulullah said, many hadiths in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, they're all there. He says he is a man with coarse, rough hair. His hair look stringy, snakish-like. That's his description of him. He is quite wide and big, very solid, but he's short at the same time. His legs are wide apart, like rickets. Have you ever seen rickets? Someone with curved feet, legs, something like that. And he will have his right eye. His right eye is, what's the word for it? So the iris looks gray. It's just switched off. And the left eye, it has a little piece of meat that comes out of the side over here towards the nose. So he describes him in detail, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said on his forehead, there is a pattern on his forehead that a Muslim can spell it out as Kufr or kafir, all right, disbeliever. But it describes him very carefully to us. There are a lot of people who use metaphors and interpretations. I'll tell you, man, it's just their opinion. You're just throwing things from your head and you're putting things together. We don't know until the time comes, inshallah. But he's a real man. There is a hadith about him, about Tamim al-Dari in Sahih Muslim, that Tamim al-Dari, a sahabi, he went sailing and then his crew got lost on an island and there was a beast that was full of hair. It was called a jassasa, the spy, and he spoke. And he told them, there is a man waiting for you. The story is very long. They went into a cave and they saw a man that was tied up with chains. His wrists and his ankles were tied together. And he was a massive man and looked up at us. And he asked us a few questions, where we're from. And then he told us some prophecies that will happen. And then he said to us, did the illiterate prophet come out? And then we said, yes. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, have his people kicked him out? And they said, yes. And then they said, who are you? And he says, I am Al-Masih. I am the Messiah. Obviously, he's lying, yeah? Now, the scholars said, we don't know for sure if that was really the Dajjal. And neither did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam confirm. He could have been a lunatic who's saying stuff and read some scriptures. It does happen today. You know how many people I've heard today have called other people Dajjal? On social media, I get people sending me messages. I'm the Mahdi. You know how many I've got of them? I don't know what, and I don't know what, and I don't know what, and I don't... Like, which one's the Mahdi? How many is there? I remember once in Mecca, we were doing Umrah with students, year 10s, back in 2014, I think. As we're praying Dhuhr, someone screams in the microphone and the soldiers took him away. We found out the guy, you know what he's saying? He's saying, I am Imam al-Mahdi. Maybe something's wrong mentally with these people, or maybe they've seen a dream and they believe it. I don't know, Allah. May Allah guide us all. Some people said, I'm Jesus Christ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure them. Now, brothers and sisters, these are different interpretations. A Dajjal will come and he will lead the people astray. Majority of people will follow him. He will not be able to enter two places. Another hadith, three places. The places he will not be able to enter is the Haramain, Mecca and Medina. And he will not also be able to enter Al-Quds, Jerusalem, in one other hadith. Instead, he will reach Medina. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim. He tells his people, show me where the palace of Muhammad is, Qasr Muhammad. This is 1,400 years ago. And this hadith would have been narrated and written at least about 20 or 40 years after the death of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they called it the palace of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is before Medina, Masjid al-Nabawi was big like this. It was just small at that time. Now it's very massive. So he says, show me the palace. So he'll stand at a hill further outside of Medina. And he will put his foot in there. The hadith says that it rumbles or something. And the hypocrites and weak ones come out of Medina and follow him. And he will not be able to enter Mecca and Jerusalem. But he will be headed off to Jerusalem. With him is a large number of disbelievers. He'll have a large number of Christians. And he will have a large number of Jews at that time. Because the Jews are waiting for the Messiah. Perhaps they think that he is the right one. And perhaps the Christians believe that he is the Christ, Jesus Christ, who's coming back. Because they also have this belief. So we have commonalities, Muslims, Christians, and Jews. We have a lot of common sort of beliefs. And that's why we call them Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, if what you read from their books does not contradict what you have, then do not dismiss it or believe it. Don't say it's a lie, but don't say it's the truth. We can't confirm it. It could be true, it could be not. And that's why we have a lot of hadiths that are taken from the Israeli books. So what happens is that the Dajjal will be coming to Al-Aqsa. Isa alayhi salam, I told you this last week, Isa alayhi salam will be waiting there with the Mahdi, and he will say, open for me the gates of Jerusalem. They open it, a Dajjal sees him and he starts to run and melt. Then he goes after him and kills him. His blood seeps and he says to the peoples, do you see? A God cannot die, but he is not your God. And many of them convert and follow Isa alayhi salam. Now some people asked me, but I mentioned another talk, and there's another hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past the Sahabas and he said, the last hour, do actions of goodness and repent to Allah before three signs come where there is no more iman that can benefit you, meaning no more repentance. When, he said, when the beast comes out and when the Dajjal comes out and when the sun rises from the west. They say, see, these 3 minutes. Does that mean after Dajjal there's no more repentance? No. The meaning of this is when these three signs have happened, and the last of them is when the sun rises from the west. So the sun will come after this sign called the beast, and will come after the sign called the Dajjal. And the rising of the sun from the west will come towards the end. That's the end of the Dajjal. Isa al-Masih alayhi salam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes him as well. He said, how is it the day when Allah sends down Isa al-Masih ibn Maryam, son of Mary? He said, I am more worthy of Jesus, of Isa al-Masih, than anyone else, because between him and I there is no prophet. I am the prophet straight after him. And we know in the Quran it says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they never killed him, nor did they crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but it was made to appear that way to them. Another verse, بَرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, Allah lifted him to him. Allah took him off this earth and protected him, and he will return, Isa alayhi salam. He lived on earth 33 years. These are Israelite traditions. We are not sure through Islamic traditions, but it said probably 33 years. Even Islamic historians said it, such as Ibn Kathir. And when he returns, Rasul sallallahu alayhi describes him. He said he is reddish white complexion. What? Some of you said he could be dark. Maybe you've watched some archaeology channels or something like that. Maybe. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi told us he's got a reddish whitish complexion. In those days, red meant white, and also yellow. Yellow meant asfar, meaning blonde. Do you know what they called, when an Arab had a light olive complexion, they called him white, abyad. So Isa alayhi salam was reddish in his complexion, or reddish whitish. He said he has long silky hair. It has a wet look as if water is dropping from it, but doesn't have any water on it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam describes him in detail, is a very, very handsome, very good-looking prophet, Isa alayhi salam, very wise, and you love to look at him, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he comes down, as we said last week, with two angels, and from after Jerusalem, after he kills a Dajjal, he returns back to the Muslims inside of Jerusalem, and also those who had converted and followed him, from among the Christians and the Catholics, and I think that's the meaning of he kills the cross, meaning nobody believes in it anymore. There's actually a verse in the Quran. وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. Sorry, the light is reflecting on my screen, so sometimes I'm not seeing it. So chapter 4, verse 159, it says, there are none among the people of the book but will believe in him, meaning Jesus, before his death. And he will be a witness against them on the day of resurrection. People of the book, Jews, and even from the Christians. So there will be, inshallah, conversions and goodness. He'll go back to Jerusalem and he will wipe his hand over the faces of the Muslims who are praying there. And he will be giving them some good news about their places in paradise. That's how the Prophet ﷺ describes it in detail. Suddenly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to him news that Ya'juj and Ma'juj have arrived. Gog and Magog are now out. They out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, also reference to the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, that when their time comes, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released, and they will be all over the place. They will come out like the way a flock of birds are released from a cage, everywhere. In Sahih Muslim, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jesus kills Dajjal, then goes to the people who did not follow Dajjal, and wipes on their faces and tells them about their places in paradise. Then Allah informs him of Gog and Magog out, and that he cannot beat them, and to go to the mountains. They go to the mountains. The story is long. Ya'juj and Ma'juj then, there's a long story for them. I'm not going to go into detail. They cause corruption, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a disease. They die, and then big birds or something comes and eats them and takes them away. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Isa alayhi wa sallam stays on earth for 40 years. His difference of opinion, is it 33 years plus another 7 years, or is it another 40 years? The correct opinion is that he'll be 40 years on earth when he comes back. 7 of those years will be with Mahdi, and Mahdi will be 7 to 8 years, inshallah. And then we pray janazah on him. The hadith is also in Sahih Muslim. The next sign is the sun rising from the west. The sun rising from the west. The hadith is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim by Abu Hurairah, who said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "The hour will not come until the sun rises from where it sets. And when it rises from where it sets and the people see it, they will all become believers." Whoever's a non-believer on earth yet will become believers. But Rasulullah ﷺ said, فَذَلِكَ حِينَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا. But on that day, there is no more repentance. It will be no benefit nothing to say the shahada and become believers. لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. If they hadn't already been believers before that, أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. Or had already done good in its faith. That's it. After that, no more repentance. Repentance is always open until two things happens, brothers and sisters. Until the sun rises from the west and until your soul reaches the gargling point. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the doors of repentance are always open, no matter what you've done, brothers and sisters, no matter what you've done in your life. And finally, Rasulullah the Quran speaks about the beast that comes out of the earth and it will speak to the people and it will divide the believer from the disbeliever, the people of paradise and people of hellfire. We have no more information that is authentic, which I can tell you about the beast. Everything else is weak or fabricated or made up. Asatir al-awwalin, just fantasy words. But it will happen and people will see it. The sinkholes or the land sinking, they are major sinking, perhaps large lands, perhaps countries, perhaps several countries or many cities. So everybody will hear about it. And finally, the smoke. The sky will be filled with smoke all over the earth. We don't know much about it, but it is also in the Quran. فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُّبِينٍ. So await when the sky will appear with smoke all over the earth. That's another sign. And finally, brothers and sisters, is the breeze. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the hour will not come until people revert back to worshipping Al-Lat wal-Uzza. Al-Lat wal-Uzza were two idols, main idols in the time of Quraysh and Mecca, meaning they worship idols and paganism. He also said that the Kaaba itself will be broken brick by brick by the Suwayqatayn, an Ethiopian king who has distinguished shins. He will come to the Kaaba with his army and break the Kaaba with his hands, brick by brick, or with a sledgehammer, whatever it is. Meaning, there will be no believers to protect it. What does this mean? Rasulullah ﷺ tells us, Allah will send a breeze after Isa ﷺ dies. And by the way, when Isa ﷺ is here, Rasulullah ﷺ said there will be peace, there will be tranquility, there will be security. He even said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the lion and the camel will graze together. And the snake and the children will play together, and the leopard and the tiger and the sheep will not harm each other. And he said there'll be peace throughout the world. This, by the way, is also mentioned in the Hebrew Bible, almost exactly the same, that last part. Finally, Allah sends a breeze. The breeze takes away every believer on earth. Rasulullah ﷺ said, the hour will not come until people go back to worshipping idols like Lat and Uzza. A breeze will follow. Every person with an atom's worth of true faith left in their heart will die peacefully. And the world will end on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.